Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, you'll release the stress. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, yes, welcome to it for your Thursday, Arvo. How are we, guys?
Good. How's your day going?
Oh, so good because, Been out there, had a swim, seen some starfish, got back.
Starfish?
Yep, seen a lot of starfish.
Amazing.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. What colour?
There's all different ones. The bay's full of them.
There it was?
Yeah, I know. And then anything that touches me, and I hope this will change at some point. Anything that touches
it shouldn't,
me,
though.
It's just, I absolutely do my dacks.
Yeah, and now that I need that. That's your reflex. That's good.
Well, now that I'm wearing the dick stickers, because I do not have much dack to do. Suddenly people are like, he's filling out the Speedos more than he used to.
I'm smuggling more than a budgie, I see.
And at the back. He has piles like I have never seen. Anyway.
It's, very dump truck.
Hey, Cassie, yes.
I'm not going to name drop, but I had lunch yesterday with a friend.
Oh, my gosh.
And guess who they had had lunch with the day before?
The Queen.
Ed Sheeran.
Prince Charles.
Oh. Jesse, how were you so close?
I don't know.
They had had lunch. I thought I was going to be the most exciting point of their week. And then when they said, I said, what have you been up to? And they said they had lunch with Prince Charles. So I was like, oh.
You're more exciting than Chucky.
How's that?
That's, yeah, that's
great.
Don't
ask me who it was, though. I'm keeping it private.
Was it the Queen?
Imagine if that. Imagine what a weed to bury. Yeah. She's an older friend, and her name rhymes with Wizzy. Don't ask me any more questions.
I was like, why? It rhymes with ween, but now I understand you're talking about Lizzie, not the Queen. Anyway, so much to talk about today on the show, including what went down when we were overseas. Look, I drove on the wrong side of the road, and it was a hell of a journey. We're going to talk about it.
That's right. Lizzie will be able to get you out of it.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
At the end of the day, the world's back open, baby. Been travelling, baby. Austria, Amsterdam, Switzerland, UK, London, baby.
Carrie's trip.
What a tune.
No, yeah, he's a good tune. No trip around the world.
What a tune.
No. Okay.
No, I was going to say no trip. And then you said what a tune. So I was, no. It is a good tune. Yes.
No is funny to just say to things. Like, that don't
no.
hear. Yeah, like, oh, you know what I love? I love bananas. No. Okay, I didn't really ask, but no.
No trip around the world would be complete without a stint driving somewhere, right? And
I don't know if I've ever really driven overseas.
Do you not hire a car and drive overseas when you're overseas?
I've done road trips in America, but often I'm too drunk because. Like, okay, I often don't have
lot of
any
people,
driving
no
time.
Overseas trip is complete without driving on the other side of the world. First question I have is, why do we drive on the other side of the road?
That's a great question.
Because doesn't most of the world drive on the opposite side to us and we're like the outlier?
But aren't we? I thought England was the same as us. It's obviously not, or you wouldn't be telling us this.
Well, no, it's not. It was when we were in France. So I haven't.
So the UK is on the.
Gosh, this should have worked out before.
You got the Uber to work this morning.
How do we get there? I can't remember.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm pretty sure the UK is the same as us.
So you know,
same as us.
You know
but
how,
why do some places drive on the other side of the road?
I've got another question, answering a question with a question. You know how, like, in the UK particularly, you have to stand on the left of the escalators and here as well.
Yes.
And people go around you on the right.
Yes.
In America, do you stand on the right and do people go around you on the left? Yes, I'm getting a thumbs up. Wow. Maybe it's because it all started with the toilets flushing the other way.
What do you do in a plane? Like,
fly it, but you can't do that. So.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean, what do you do in a plane?
Like, what's the, like, general thing when your two planes are heading towards each other? What's the...
Go right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So but the world over, or does it change?
No, I think aviation law, I think that is the world over.
Right.
Yes, go right. Yeah.
Anyway, I would like to think I'm a good driver, but something happens to me when I'm driving on the other side of the road and I am not a good driver. And Chris wasn't with us. He was so sick. So Ollie and I and the kids thought we'd go on an adventure together. And I said to Ollie, you sit in the front and you be nav man. Right? Yep. You have the directions, which, look, there was benefits to it. If it was Chris, I think we would no longer be together, to be honest, because the amount of frustration that I had with Navman, i.e. Ollie, but because it was my child, I was just a little bit nicer, you know, and I think that if it had been Chris, I would have said, get out, because he was saying things like, you know, second exit on the roundabout, and I hate how they call them first, second, third. Because, I'm like, just because. Show me with your hand where to go.
Because this is, you're wrong. That's how you navigate.
No, it's not.
My ex used to do, she'd go, I'd go, do I go left? And she'd go, you kind of go like this, and then motion with her hand in front of
perfect.
My face.
That's exactly what I need.
That's not how you direct.
Because the hand would either be direct or it would have a little swirl around it, and that way you know just to go a little bit round and round about. Yeah. Anyway.
The other one, which I bet you do as well, is she would follow the dot, not quite being aware that she was the dot. So she would keep the dot on the blue line, not really realizing that you are the dot. So the dot was so frustrating. And she'd just very slowly veer across as cars got right up her ass. And she watched, it's a dot going on the blue line.
That's pretty much what happened because our phone kept dropping out, right? And it does it all the time. So the dot then doesn't move, doesn't change. And so we were, at one point we were in Monaco, however you say it.
Is it the bar?
And it's full of tunnels, right? Yes. And I think we spent about an hour and a half of the 2 hours we were in Monaco just in tunnels going back up because you go all the way down into the town and then you come all the way back up. And we were just doing loop-de-loops and I kept saying, Ollie, which way? And he'd go, I think, oh, it's not moving. And then he'd go, oh, no, we're in the tunnel again. And we'd go around the tunnel again. At one point, I drove on the wrong side of the tunnel and it wasn't until a car was coming at, I reckon, about 100 and something kilometres an hour towards me that I was like, I'm on the wrong side of the road because you're just so naturally used to it. You don't even notice you're doing it. And because you have to, we're used to hugging the road side, right? But you've got to hug the centre lane.
No,
otherwise,
you hug the centre lane, yeah.
Do you? I hug the road side.
No, because you're sitting on the right hand side of the car. So your body is on the centre line.
Did I keep getting so close to the edge when I should have?
You are stoned, and we have talked about this often. Because
when we're driving at home,
That's why we're on that side. So when you go to overtake and stuff, you can see out.
Oh, anyway.
So, just back. I've got so many questions. I know we've got.
Yeah.
I feel like that must go back to horse and carts for some reason. Mm-hmm. Does it? Okay.
What does?
Like the reason we're on a side of the road. Because surely roads came before cars came.
So people could hop into the car?
I assume you're sitting on one side of the horse for some reason, or the cart for some reason.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So France and America in the 1700s had large wagons pulled by several pairs of horses. And so if you didn't have a driver's seat in the wagon, you sat on the rear left of a horse because your right arm was used to whip a horse. So they're sitting
because you got to whip them all.
Over to the left, you got to whip them.
Whip them all.
Yep, and which I don't understand then why it makes it on the right side.
Because then it would mean, again, to go round things, you've got to see out that way, where if you're trying to go around the other way, you've got to see across four horses that have all been whipped to buggery.
I'm pretending to understand. Carrie, do you understand what I just said?
I tuned out, to be honest. I did understand.
It's weird with people on the show listening to another station.
Because when I was talking to Chris about how it had been, and I said we had to keep going through these tolls and you have to turf the money in, and I kept like throw the coins in kept getting not close enough to it, and then I'd throw the money and I'd miss the bowl, and the bowl is the size of it's so enormous, but yet I'd still miss the bowl, so then I'd have to stop. There'd be 100 cars behind me because it's a busy road. I'd have to stop and get out and try and find my coins on the ground.
Can you imagine being behind that?
when he was in like somewhere in South America, he said he was traveling with his girlfriend at the time, who was South American, and they got to one of those toll booths and she didn't slow down. She was still going at like 150 k's an hour.
Just throw
and he was
and
like,
go.
What's happening? What's happening? And she went through the toll barrier, just went straight through it, and the toll barrier just bounced off and came back down again. And he was like, what the hell are you doing? And she said, oh, that's what we do here, because they're made of rubber. You don't stop and pay. You just drive through the toll barrier.
That is awesome.
That's good full life speed.
Hack. I know it's inappropriate because it's Chris's ex, but I love this woman.
She's that's very fun. Different to me, who's fumbling around
who's
for throwing coins.
On the ground. Throwing coins at a bowl from a distance.
But I want to know on 131060, yeah, what happened when you were driving overseas? Everyone has a story, yeah, to tell. Give us a call now, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what happened when you were driving on the wrong side of the road?
Yeah. So, well, not more just what happened when you were driving overseas, because I did often veer onto the wrong side of the road when driving in France with Ollie in the front seat and the nav man, or nav woman in this case, who I should say really needs to get across the different languages,
oh,
because the way she was telling us to go around, you know, you get to these fancy French names. I think we've got some of it here. This is how she was talking. Yeah.
In 500 meters, your destination champ, Ellis's. We'll be on the left.
That's the Champs-Élysées. Do we have a bit of the other one there, Jess?
In 300 metres, take the Le Mont Blanc exit headed towards Le Cathédrale Notre Dame.
Janine, what happened when you were driving overseas?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Well, we're on a family holiday in Sarajevo and obviously didn't know where we were going, so we were just following the sat nav, and he decided to take us down a narrow little road and into a mall that was only a pedestrian. No cars were allowed, so we're driving along thinking, oh, there's cars on here. And then all of a sudden these people came rushing to us as we're trying to do a quick U-turn to say, get out of here or you're going to be arrested. You can't drive in here.
Oh.
And luckily my husband spoke the language and could understand what they were saying. So we hightailed it out of there. And, yeah, it was very scary when they said police.
Wow.
Yeah. The sat nav's no good.
I mean, what are they doing? I like, if I see someone doing I'll get nothing. Because I just meant people have stopped there. Like if I'm sitting there and I'm having a beer and I guess they drive, I see some tourist driving past the wrong way down the street, I go, that's funny. I don't go, beer down, chase them, let them know.
But you'd want to let them know. Yeah, that's the difference between you and I. Yep. I would put the beer down and I would chase them. I'd be going, go round, with my hand action.
Go round.
Go round.
Go round.
Go round. Thanks, Janine. Ben, what happened when you were driving overseas?
Yeah, similar to you, Carrie. I was in there on a family holiday. I was sitting in the front seat to navigate for my dad. We were driving into Hawaii. He stopped in a T intersection. No cars, happy day, straight through, right on the wrong side of the road. So I didn't even say anything to him. I just reached across, grabbed the wheel, pulled it over. I don't even think I was old enough to drive in the US yet. But, reached across and straightened him up.
I mean, that's probably more dangerous, the sudden jerking of the car, Ben, from one side of the road
by
to
the teenager
other.
Next to you. Hey, Ben, were you in, just because I've done that drive around Hawaii as well, were you in a sports car?
No, we were in a big, like, seven-seater four-wheel drive because there were a few of us over there.
Sick.
Family wagon.
Yeah.
Or not, the opposite of that.
Well, I didn't know what to say because I clearly, by saying, were you in a sports car, clearly I was in a sports car and then I found,
yes,
felt like a wanker.
Yes.
And so I went,
yeah,
whatever he said then. If he said I was on a tandem push bike, I would have gone, sick.
Sick.
That's sick stuff, Benny. G'day, Emily.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, so good. What happened when you were driving overseas?
Okay, so I used to live over in Nebraska for a few years, and apparently the unwritten rule over there is that nobody wears seatbelts, not even the police. So one day I was driving along with my seatbelt on, a cop saw me pulled me over, assuming that I was intoxicated, and then made me, yeah, and then made me get out of the car and do one of those, you know, walk in a straight line, DUI tests and everything to make sure I wasn't pissed.
What a great lesson for people in Nebraska. If you're pissed, make sure you drive without your seatbelt.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little Bart.
Well, because I didn't know that we were coming back on air because I wanted to let you guys know what was happening. Up next, we're going to have some real chat. Oh, no. Anyway, stay tuned. That's next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Savo.
Because as we have mentioned before, obviously you're in London and I'm so excited I'm coming to join you this weekend. And I may have realised something, and I'm not sure if I'm late to the party. Everyone else knows this already. I feel like you've said it in jest, but I've taken it as being in jest and nothing more. It wasn't until I was telling a friend today about coming over, and she said, is Carrie excited to see you? And I said, to be honest, she's a bit funny sometimes, and I don't feel like she always expresses herself. And so I've been saying how excited I am, and I don't feel like
that
she's...
That is not true. I'm so expressive.
I don't feel like she has been matching my enthusiasm. And I feel like she's trying to temper my expectations sometimes by telling me that her mum arrives on the same weekend. And then my friend took a very interesting turn. She went, on her mum's arriving as well? And I said, yes, and her dad's already over there. And she said, oh, well, no wonder she's not that excited, because didn't Carrie try to do this to get away from everything and experience something new? And now literally her mother, her father and her co-host are coming. Have we?
Have you talked to Chris? Is this an intervention? Because this is a very similar conversation to what we're having at home. I'm joking. Mum, if you're listening, I'm joking.
I said my... I haven't been talking to Chris. I said my friend, not my best friend. Have we collectively ruined your getaway?
No.
Oh, my God.
You haven't. I am so excited for you to come over. And I have been telling you I'm excited. I mean, maybe I haven't. I've been telling you with my eyes, you know, through the little lens here. Sometimes I forget the words. No, I can't wait for you to come over.
You didn't answer the question. Yeah, sorry.
About what?
About have we collectively ruined your experience?
No. So I will be honest, at the very, very, before we came and you mentioned you were coming, it made me very excited because I love having you around. You're so much fun, and it's better when we do the show. This is very real. It's better when you do the show in the same room together. So I prefer that. But a little part of me did think, is he coming for the whole time? Because yes, as a family, we were trying to get away from everybody, right?
Yep.
And then you very, very smartly, I'm not sure if someone got in your ear, but you delayed. And as you were delaying, my stress levels were going down a lot. And now I'm ready for your arrival.
Are you leaving when I get there? That's what it sounds like. Have you?
Imagine that. Oh, we're heading home early. Anyway, enjoy London. But my dad, to be fair to my dad, who it's been so fabulous having him here, especially for the kids as well, because there's a little bit of familiarity.
It's such a hard word to say. I used to do the same. Give us a go. Familiarity.
Yeah, familiarity.
Familiarity.
Is that it?
Familiarity. Anyway, we know the word.
He was already coming, and he's one of the reasons we thought about coming, because he said last year he was going to come for 3 months and live in London. And Ollie said we would never do something like that as a family. And that got the ball rolling as our conversation began. So I can't complain about my dad because he was here first. We're gate crashing his family holiday of one.
Okay.
So that's what's happening.
So
there.
Jenny, if
and
you're listening,
I can't
it's
wait.
Me and you.
I can't wait for my mum to come.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because you, mid-yawn, because.
It's early in the morning. Yeah, I'm still waking up.
I remember when I was in lockdown and I started learning to cook, and called myself Tom Hay because I used exclusively Donna Hay recipes, and I genuinely, it brought me so much joy in my life. And I thought,
it brought us joy.
I thought, this is it now. This is the new way forward for me. The joys of cooking for people, what a soulful way to live your life. And then restaurants opened and I went, nope, I'm back into the restaurants. Well, guess what? I ventured back into the kitchen and I've got some tips for you.
Just the tip with Tommy.
The cooked edition.
Tip it real good.
Oh. I love when you bring cooking tips because they're usually things that most people who have to cook every day learnt a long time ago. Yes. But you, as a late man in his 30s, has only just discovered some of the basic skills of cooking.
I love how you think that's just my cooking tips. Remember when I found out you didn't need pegs to hang up socks? You could just put them over the line like that, half on each side.
That was just
I was 34.
Insane. Yeah.
First one.
What have you discovered in the kitchen this time?
Well, first one, you've had pizzas that I've cooked before. I love making pizzas. Love making pizzas. Well, do you make the dough yourself? Yes. Do you mill the flour? No, nobody does.
No, but to be fair, you take a long time. I think we planned to have lunch one day and we ate at 5:30 in the afternoon because your speed of dough making was very slow.
Yeah, but what else have I got to do?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
You have always a family of five. You won't be kneading your own dough.
Yeah, but that's your fault. about pizzas, if you are going to put mushrooms on your pizza, it took me a long time of putting mushrooms at reduced down heaps when I finally realized you have to cook the mushrooms before you put them on your pizza. So don't just put raw mushrooms on top of pizza. Put them in the oven. They go tiny. They're no good. They dry out. So pan fry your mushrooms first, then chuck them on. Mwah!
Okay. Why do they go to nothing in the oven but not go to nothing in the pan?
I assume it's the way that they are cooked.
Right.
You know? And also, so they just dry out. Well, because you're just baking. Anyway, next tip, pickers. Do you like cooking burgers?
I do.
I cooked burgers the other night. Do you ever have a problem with your burgers?
Not really.
Nothing. Nothing. The shape of the burger comes out how you want it.
Do you mean, am I making the bread or am I just putting a patty
the meat
and
patty.
Lettuce on a, yep, all
but,
good.
But you do you make the patties?
Yeah. Again, family of five made up buying the patties.
If you make the patties, sometimes the first time I did it, they came out like quite ovally, like the top would be, you know what I'm talking
about. It's like a rissole.
It's like a rissole. Yeah. Here is a little tip for you. It's because the outside cooks quicker than the inside, so they end up kind of bally. So you put dents in the middle at the bottom of the top, and then when you cook them, they will go back to being level.
That's real good, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't know why that's the first time you've said that. We've done this segment about 30 times.
funny, basic cooking tip.
Mate, just being appreciated by someone else who can't cook at all.
I know. It's like, oh, guys, prick a sausage. No.
And that was going to be my next one.
And it wasn't.
No.
What's your last
tip? I've got one here, and I've never tried this, so I wanted to try it live. I saw this tip in a cookbook that said crack pepper onto strawberries. And I was like, what?
Oh, and it does said, what? Brings out their flavour.
Said it makes them taste like strawberry lollies. Like, so put cracked pepper on the actual strawberries.
Oh, God.
Producer Sonda, you are standing by. The
do you
boss,
need to have a strawberry first just
nah,
to see what it tastes like?
No. Nah.
I think you do. Otherwise, you can't compare it.
Well, why'd you ask? Do you need to? Just tell me to have a strawberry.
To have a strawberry first.
Okay,
taste it.
Yep. Bland.
How weird if this does work.
God, he even cracks pepper slowly. Just such a
again, slow don't be cooker. Don't be annoyed at your own choices to have children. Donnie, would you like to try one?
Yeah, I'd
there you go.
To.
Okay, I'm going in as well.
At Carrie Tommy Show, we'll chuck the video of the peppered strawberries up there.
I bet you it just tastes like strawberries with pepper on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's going to make me sneeze.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And coming up a little bit later on, guess what you got?
Ooh.
Everyone's favourite segment. Yes. I was going to do it for you so that I could say, coming up later on, everyone's favourite segment.
Guess what you've got?
Yeah. Was that the delay or just the delay in our relationship?
I'm I'm not getting involved because I'm just watching electric chemistry between you two. I mean, wow. Guess what you've got? I tell you what, a good relationship. That's what you guys have got. You fire.
But up next, I'm going to tell you about a special night we had at Evie's school last night, and I really didn't fly the Aussie flag very well.
Right. Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
Thursday afternoon. It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little. Mariah.
I want someone to say that in a song. It's Gary.
Gary.
Someone, it'll be Gary. Like this though. Is that Gary?
Who's Gary? So last night at Evie's school, it was International Food Festival night. So she's at a school with a whole lot of different kids from all over the world, and it's an amazing place where you just meet all these incredible people that yes. have incredible stories. And last night we got to bring a dish, a piece of our country with us for everyone to share
ooh,
and eating together.
Oh, Aussie dish, meat pie.
Yeah. That would have been good. I didn't take that.
So,
Pavlova.
Pavlova.
Ding, ding. Give yourself some ding, yeah. Jesse. I thought I will make a pavlova. Now, I've never actually made a pavlova.
Haven't you? No, I say that with surprise because you're so good at cakes.
Okay, so pavlova is quite a tricky thing to make, and my mum makes the most amazing pavlova, and so she always used to make it, and so I've just let her always be the one to make it, and I've never really learnt. All I know is about, I think you need room temperature eggs or something. You can't get any watery. I don't know. It's very hard to get the right, the little eggs you get from the shop.
Yeah.
Apparently they're the cheats way of making it. You're not meant to make them with the little
egg. Oh, I tell you, I don't know what you mean. What are the little eggs
from
the shop?
You get like a pavlova mix in a little egg thing.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Anyway.
No.
So I said to Evie, we're going to make pavlova. She was like, yay. Anyway, it was a busy day yesterday and I realized that I don't have anything to make pavlova. I don't even have a mixing bowl or a mixer. So I was like, you know what I'll do? I'll go buy pavlova.
Great.
Only they don't have pavlova.
Oh my God.
So then I was like, don't worry, guys.
What do they have, Lova?
They've got meringues.
Good.
Meringues.
I will take meringues. So I took meringues and I put some cream on top and some berries. Okay, and no cooking involved.
Yeah, that's pavlova.
And I rocked up, but then you have to make a sign that says what it is and what the ingredients are in. So
pavlova.
I called them mini pavlovas.
Great.
And then I wrote what was in them and I took it. And I got to this beautiful school where everyone had made their food and I just assembled mine and I laid it out in front and everyone was like, oh, meringues. Oh, I love meringues. And I was like, no, they're mini pavlovas. And Evie's like, did you make these this afternoon? No.
Mummy's gone busy. Why didn't you lie?
Because they look exactly like the ones we've been having after dinner with cream and berries on that are meringues that are pre-bought.
Yes.
Anyway, it did make me laugh because then they came over and they're like, we can't find an Australian flag. We've only got a New Zealand flag, which I thought, how funny that I was going to make pavlova and they only had a New Zealand flag because that's the whole fight is pavlova from New Zealand.
I actually didn't even know it was a fight because I thought it was Kiwi. Or is that?
Is it?
Is that disputed?
It's a fight in my mind.
Yeah.
It's ours all
Good
the way,
on
you know.
For us. Yeah.
So there is my plate of meringues, which someone pointed out they think is American. Anyway, plate of meringues with a New Zealand flag that says mini pabs on it. And then one of the teachers came up and she was like, oh, you know, talking to me. And she said, oh, I said, and I explained to her what had happened. And she said, oh, why didn't you make fairy bread? And then I was like, oh. And she said, because fairy bread's Australian. I said, isn't just fairy bread the world over? Like, it's not an Australian-specific thing. And she said, yeah, it is. It's fairy bread is from Australia.
I did not know
that. Blown my mind.
Yes. It's also great that you can
is
have
some. Is it, though?
I mean, I don't know. I'm getting a thumbs up here from the boss of the show saying yes.
Because she said she was making it, she said to one at one of the school things, because she's from Hong Kong and they get a lot of different cultures in Hong Kong and they get a lot of Australian influence. And she said that fairy bread was a thing that they had in Hong Kong. So she said to the kids, let's make fairy bread. And all these English kids looked at her like, what are you talking about? And they'd never heard of it.
That is an absolute treat if you've never had fairy bread.
Isn't
that
it?
A rocky
and what, that would have been
off.
The easiest thing to make.
Yeah, but mini pads.
Why
don't
I make fairy
good.
Bread? No, mini meringues.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, mini pads. Yes, you're right. Anyway, I'm just keen to know. I mean, I don't really.
Oh, do you want to go to phones or something here, Pickers? I didn't know what the sharp intake of breath is.
I was worried. In the meeting earlier, I've got a funny little story. I mean, I don't really have a phone topic on it, just a funny little story. And here we are in a spot where we're ready to take calls and I've got
Do you want to ask people what should the phone topic be off this?
Sure.
Because it could be be things like, you know, school stall disasters. It could be when didn't they know your Nasho? It could be some kind of flags thing. Anyway, that's your job. 13 10 60. What could have the call topic been? Give us a call.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, well, that's actually up to you.
Yeah. Yeah. We came to the end of a good chat about how I took what I thought was mini pavlovas to Evie's international food fair at school. They were just little meringues and they didn't have an Australian flag. They had a New Zealand flag, which was kind of fitting because I was taking pavlovas. And the whole thing, look, I should have just taken fairy bread because apparently fairy bread is an Australian delicacy.
Yes. But then you got to the end of that story and went,
but I didn't realise that we were... We had time to chat to callers about it.
Yes.
And I didn't have anything to specifically ask.
And so now on 13 10 60, we're asking the question, what should have Carrie asked for in the calls? G'day, Jack.
G'day. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What would have been a good call topic?
I reckon it should have been, what didn't you know was Australian?
Oh, that's great. Have you got an example for us?
Oh, no, I just heard your examples, really, with pavlova. I didn't even know that was Kiwi. And then the fairy bread, I did not know that was Australian.
Well, isn't this been a learning experience for us all, Jack?
That's it. Learn something new every day.
I've got to say whiteout is an Australian invention, but now I'm not sure if it was...
It's either
a famously female invention, famously Australian, or famously an Australian female.
We can't be the only place that makes mistakes.
No, that we're the only place that corrects them.
Okay, it was it was created by an American secretary.
But maybe it was a woman. So it was created by a woman.
She's a woman. Yeah. Yep. On her.
Yes.
Yeah. Wi-Fi?
That is Australian.
Yeah. Yes, Wi-Fi is Australian. Get Jack back.
Is that Malcolm Turnbull? Oh, no,
he's the internet. Yeah.
That's right.
He was the internet. Jack, did you know that Wi-Fi was Australian?
Oh, I actually did not know that.
See, this would have been a great idea, Jack. You're a genius.
Yes.
Thank you. Carrie, get Jack on speed dial next time you need a topic. It was good.
Taylor, what should we be asking you guys?
What food should be served overseas is my question.
What should I have made? Do you have an answer to that, Taylor? What would you have taken if you were in my position?
Oh, that's a hard one. You've got Vegemite scrolls, I reckon.
Yes, great. You mean Aussie foods, Taylor?
They involve a bit of labour.
Taylor, do you mean Aussie foods?
Good Aussie foods. You could have put Milo on your list there.
Oh, that's good.
Of course. Hey, the kids would have loved that because I have to be honest, my meringues went down a treat. There was not a meringue left. They were such a hit.
That's great. Can I ask a potentially stupid question? Is Milo an Ovaltine derived from the same whatever it's
thing?
From?
Nah, I reckon something different.
No.
Hey, Taylor, no. Do you know what
Come
I
on,
would...
If you ask Milo or Ovaltine, what do you go?
Yeah, Milo.
Milo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I do love, and I've just rediscovered them, those tiny little Ovaltine things used to get Ovaltine them in your lunchbox.
Yes.
Do you know they still make them? They're so yum.
They're very good. Hey, Taylor.
But when you give them to kids now, like I gave them to Evie and she's underwhelmed because the options of things you can have now are so much more exciting. But for me, I put one in my mouth and it still takes me back to year five.
Yes. That's
fine. Why not? Can't fix that.
Yeah, good. good on you, Taylor. Who do you want, Pickers?
What about Dylan? Dylan, what have you got for us?
How you going, legend?
Yeah, pretty good, Dylan.
I've got what? Didn't you know was only Australian?
Oh my gosh. Dylan, please give us your example because this blew my mind when I found out.
Well, apparently in Australia, we're the only people that say hip hip hooray after singing happy birthday.
Yes.
Is that true? Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
I was at an American birthday party.
Yeah.
And I was astonished.
Did you give it the hip?
Well, I left time for the people close to the birthday boy to do it. And then when no one was doing it, I thought, I'll give it a go here.
Oh, no.
Hip hip. And everyone just looked at me. It's such a weird thing.
Mate, can you shut up when we sing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow?
I was going to say, do they still do the for He's a Jolly Good Fellow, though?
None of that.
That's the world over, isn't it?
No.
It is. I'm sure that's American.
Hey, that guy's been going on for 5 minutes by himself.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Harry Styles, as it was for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, Bickers, the trendsetter. I guess when you stick your head out, sometimes... No, wait. When you stick your neck out, sometimes your head gets chopped off. Here is a...
Is my head getting chopped off, is it?
This is what it
or
feels
like.
Or is
it like my cargo pant legs?
No, all that's going to be left of you is some cargo panted body. Because you said you are bringing back cargo pants and you're going to set the trend. Is that right, Bickers?
Yeah.
Where
that is
are
what's
your...
happening. I've noticed over here that everybody is wearing cargo pants. They're in all the stores. They are young people wearing them because I don't wore them back in... They didn't wear them back in the day when everyone first wore them. So it's their first time on the cargo pant journey. But it's going to be my second time around the sun and I am going to buy myself some.
You could queue a cross promo with like cargo pants and Depends, like making them together. Like Depenzo pants.
Actually, there's so many pockets, I could stick some Depends in those pockets. Just in case. I tried to go find some yesterday, and they're all out of my size at the moment. So the cargo pant,
Depenzo dream lives on. Well, I got a message from Manda here.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear this? Because it is pretty scathing, because... I will defend your honour. Okay.
I don't care what Amanda thinks of me or my pants situation.
Okay. Well, this is how Amanda starts. Listen up, ho. No, she doesn't. She said, hi, guys. Listen to you every afternoon on my way home. This afternoon, though, I have to tell you that Carrie is not setting the trend for cargo pants at all. I have derived... Teenage daughter, older. What?
What?
Oh, I have older teenage daughter. Anyway.
I mean, it didn't make sense. I have derived teenage daughters.
I was too shocked by the opening. I couldn't even concentrate. And cargo pants have been a fashion option for at least the last 2 to 3 years. JJ's, City Beach, Cotton On, and also Culture Kings all currently stock cargo pant options. Carrie is late to this trend again.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. She's not done. She's not done. Full stop.
How about women Hang supporting on. Women,
Hang
babe?
On. Hang on. Full stop. Well, it is Amanda. Full stop. Nice try, though.
Oh.
So ouch.
Cop that trend.
Just as well, I don't care what Amanda thinks. I mean, I do. They've really been around for 3 years.
Hey, up next we play...
Guess what you've got? It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is time to play...
Guess what you've got?
Give us a call on 131060. All you have to do is have something with you that makes a noise. You make that noise and we try and...
Guess what you've got?
Yes, we always have prizes on the line. For example, Bickers, would you like to shut your eyes now so you can't see what I've got? And I'll give you a little noise here.
Ooh. That is a Boost chocolate wrapper.
Doing what?
Just you scrunching it.
Nope.
Or are you ripping it open?
Ooh, incorrect.
Ooh. Is it close? Is it a chocolate wrapper?
It's very close. It was a Turkish delight.
Got it.
I'm good.
Would you like another one? Because quick, shut your eyes.
Ooh. It's not loud enough.
Okay. One more time.
Are you flapping something in the air?
One more time.
A piece of paper.
Shut your eyes.
Yep. Are you ripping paper in half?
No. Would you like to hear it one more time?
Know. Yes,
one more time. Hang on, wait for it. Shut your eyes. Don't you cheat. You're so competitive.
She might have it here.
I reckon she might get this one. Shut your eyes.
I haven't seen what it is.
Hang on, shut your eyes.
Okay. I actually don't know. No idea.
That is
even me. Looking, I can't tell.
It is me tearing a post-it note off, a piece of paper. And for all of these
examples,
I would have won prizes.
What can they win, Jesse?
$50 Chemist Warehouse voucher, thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
That is not bad. We have a full board, of course. We need these.
But still time for more. 131060, call us for...
Guess what you've got.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this Thursday afternoon. And on 131060, we're playing Guess What You Got.
Because we have Beck up first. G'day, Beck.
How are we?
Yeah, so good. Welcome to...
Guess What You've Got.
The game where you make a sound using something around you and we have to...
Guess What You've Got.
Are you ready to
it's
play?
It's like the opposite of secret sound, the reverse. You've got the sound. We've got a guess.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm ready for this and I think it's a distinctive sound.
Okay.
Ooh, can't Beck, wait.
When you're ready, take it away.
Here we go.
You are rattling... It sounds like, you know, in dramas when they rattle... tins on jail bars. Are you in jail, Beck?
Not yet.
Oh, good. You're excited.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah. Is it Eclipse Mints in the little can?
Oh, nailed it. It is.
Oh, well done, Jesse.
For a bonus point, can you get the colour?
Well, it's
blue.
Oh, I'm saying green.
Green.
Yes,
it's green.
That was a mistake. Never buy the green ones.
I'll visit you in prison, Beck.
I think the green are the best. Oh. Thank you, Beck.
Have you got a prize
for Beck? Yeah, $50 Chemist Warehouse voucher coming your way,
yeah,
Beck.
Yeah, Beck.
Oh, thank you so much. Awesome.
You're so welcome because...
What about you, Rania? Have you got a sound for us?
I do. How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. I think this is going to be a difficult one. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you scratching your dog under its, like, chin and it's going...
No.
Can you bring it a bit closer to the microphone?
Yeah,
so
give me
a
sec.
Yeah. Okay. Are you shaking something?
I was going to say, is that spaghetti in a, the glass cylinder thing? You know how you put your spaghetti in the glass cylinder thing?
No, but I am shaking something.
Is it chewing gum?
No.
So shaking something.
Can you make it again, Rania?
Yes.
Is it paper clips, Rania?
No.
Oh, is it your matches collection?
No.
Not Tic Tacs? Not matches?
No.
Is it something from your car?
Something that I had in my bag for a very weird reason, but it's in my bag.
Oh, it's
but
your...
you wouldn't really have it in your bag.
Is it your little packet of buttons for when you make your voodoo dolls?
No.
Okay.
No. You wouldn't really have it in your bag. Is it edible?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Are they tablets of some sort?
No.
Are they those, you know, those mint strips that we used to put under our tongue?
No. Do they still exist? I'm looking for them.
It's a great question, Rania, and we need to speak to the people with Listerine.
The Listerine ones, that's right.
So it's something you eat. Do you eat it for eating it, or does it have a purpose to make either your breath better, your vitamin, like, do you eat it just for food?
Okay, I won't make it too tricky. It helps you wake up in the morning.
Oh, it's...
Coffee beans.
It's a coffee sachet.
Hey! Oh. There you go. Well done, Rania.
$50 Chemist Warehouse voucher coming your way.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
We are going.
Well, this is an interesting caller next.
Yes. We got an anonymous caller. Now, we don't usually get anonymous calls for this segment. It's usually when there's something quite spicy, like when did you last rob a bank? And then they come
in
anonymous. Hi, anonymous.
How are you going?
Pretty good. Have you got a sound for us?
I have got a sound for you.
Okay.
All right.
First of all, why are you wanting to be anonymous?
Well, I'll tell you at the end.
Okay.
And you'll know why.
Okay.
You'll know why.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. All right.
Is it your indicator?
No, I can make it sound different.
With your nose?
No.
Are you flicking your nipple?
Very hard nipple, no.
Oh. No, are you... Is your tongue piercing Are you?
careful.
Is it your tongue? Is it a piercing?
No.
Can you make it a bit louder?
I'll try.
Anonymous, are you putting your finger up your bottom?
Is that what sound it makes, Tommy? I would never know.
Me neither.
Is it what part of your body are you making? You're making the sound with your body, yeah?
It's my mouth. Something to do with my mouth.
I'm trying to think what you would be embarrassed
by. About. I know.
You.
Well, maybe not everyone's embarrassed about it, but putting, it's new to me, so I'm still embarrassed about it.
Are you putting coriander in your mouth?
Yuck, no way.
Is it something to do with your Invisalign?
No, but you're sort of along those lines.
Oh, braces or a plate
teeth.
Or something?
Have you got false teeth?
Yes, Tommy.
Hey! That's fun.
Why are you embarrassed about that, Anonymous?
Well, they're new and I'm still getting used to them. I'm embarrassed that I had to get them. So, yeah, that's the sound that they make when they chomp together.
Good on you, Anonymous.
Oh, wow.
Why did you need to get a set of falsies? Firstly, I think it's great. Oh.
Well, just for personal reasons, Tommy. Yeah. Had some issues.
Yeah, sure.
We can get together. I can chat more about it later.
I mean, okay. Okay.
Well, this is the start of your new smile, Anonymous. And I reckon, Jesse, can you throw Anonymous two Chemist Warehouse vouchers?
$50 Chemist Warehouse vouchers. Yep. Coming your way, Anonymous.
Thank more you. Denture cleaner. Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and there is still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
Just a quick shout out to any Molly, Sarah, Annabelle, Madison, Isabel or Clara. Mm-hmm. Apparently your name is not a good name.
Because I know what's happened.
You know this? What's happened?
Oh, I'll get this wrong. Has Isla taken the mantle?
Isla, well, if you're wondering why I'm saying that, apparently those six girls' names are out now of the top 100 top names that people are naming their babies, which is a shame. Molly's a gorgeous name. I love all those names.
But that's good if you're not in the most popular names anymore.
Why? Is that not what you want?
Because then, you want to be individual.
Oliver's been up
there. It was like
my son's name for about 15 years.
Oh, then in that case, that's what you want.
Apparently, the new girls' names that are in the top 100 now are Riley, Lila. Isn't that what Ed Sheeran's daughter, Lyra? Indiana, Nora, Heidi, and Zoe. And for boys, the names that are out: Lewis, Dylan, Marcus. The names that are in: Miles, Nicholas, and Elias.
Elias. The web guy.
Elias,
the web guyus, we call him.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So something happened in our house the other day that made me laugh so much, but it also made me realise this is what we all do. Well, I do this as well in my head, and I'm wondering if you do it too.
Okay.
So, we've obviously had, Chris and I,
There's no way I'm going to do this, whatever it is. I've already got a fit.
I bet you have. Lots of weekends away, eating lots of rich food. We're eating what we want, when we want.
Yes.
We'll be through airports and we'll be eating, Macca's a couple of times a weekend. Then we'll be at this nice dinner and we'll be eating we're just eating ourselves silly, right? And we're really happy about it. And it hit a point the other day. We were both we probably should sort of get fit again, do a bit of exercise. It's coming into London summer and we don't want to come home and be like, what happened while they were away?
It's coming into London summer. You've just gone over for the summer.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. Yeah, London summer takes a while to come. Anyway, so
I don't know if you're away for 3 months, you can claim a change of seasons so your lifestyle needs to shift.
But normally at home we're quite fit, right?
We've been
doing a bit of exercise, but the equilibrium, is that it? No, the pendulum is swinging a long way one way at the moment, and that's the food consumption way, and I'm down with it, right? So anyway, Chris goes, okay, it was a Sunday, and we're like, we've got to get better, we've got to get good. Yeah, and he was like, yep. And so we both went for a run the next day, and he went to the gym.
Yeah.
And I came home And I was like, what's that? And it was this entire packet of the most delicious chocolate caramel bites you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Completely demolished, gone. It was just an empty chocolate. And I said, oh, did Ollie have those? And he goes, nah, I did. I said, oh. He said, well, I went for a run in a gym and I thought, God, I'm back. I feel good. I deserve that. And I said to him, it's funny you say that because on the way home, I got an ice cream. He goes, in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. And I said, yeah, that's soft serve. And it looked nice. So I grabbed it. And I thought, how funny is it? You do one class, you know, one F45, and you're like, guys, I am ripped.
Because
it only takes one class. That's all it takes.
You're speaking to someone who has a reward center that is so off kilter. I can be like, oh, I turned up to work on time today. 4-day bender. Congratulations.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.